Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Because He Lives, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled It Is Well, from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 17 through 26.
Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby.
Of the living God. He is worthy. Amen. Amen. Put him first 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and 366 on the leap year. See, but you know, we want God when we want God. Let me tell you what, when you need God, you need Him every hour and every day. You need Him in everything. You can't get by without Him. You need Him to breathe. You need Him to live. You need His anointing. You need His presence. You need His power. You need His presence in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there's times when God gives you a vision or something concerning in your tomorrow that you don't have the ability to contain today. But you know, the Bible says if you will believe, and that's the key, all things are possible to him that will believe. Amen. God bless this woman because she put God first in her life. Let me just park there for a moment. Folks, if God's going to bless you, it's going to be because you're putting Him first in your life. It's going to be because He's first. You say, preacher, yeah, I know, you're going to talk about coming to church. Well, if you can't get victory, I'll just put it this way. If you can't get victory about coming to church, would you please tell me how you're getting victory about anything else in your life? If you can't be consistent and faithful about coming in and coming to the house of God when the doors are open, how in the world can you be consistent and faithful and be blessed in anything else? Don't get quiet when the preaching's getting good. I just believe like something good's going to happen. And it happens when we come into the house of the Lord, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves. But we don't pray, we don't read God's word, but we have the audacity to stand before God and say, won't you bless me, God? No! He's going to bless you today on the condition of your faithfulness. And the reason that your life is tattered and torn and you're living today in fear and you're all in a place that you're always worried and stressed out, it really exposes your walk with God. Of how faithful you are to Him. And how reliant. Folks, let me tell you. If you will learn to put Jesus first, you'll find the blessing that He's got for you. Amen. So this woman received a harvest. Well, let me just answer this question. Have you made room for God in your life today? Really? So she received the harvest because she was faithful and she was obedient unto the Lord. So the scriptural account today is a story of spiritual warfare. She was going through a great travail. And so we find as she received the promise, she is also introduced to the one who comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So therefore, her son was growing and she was enjoying the blessing. And it was a joy just to see. She'd see him out playing in the yard and she'd see that little beam and that little sparkle in his eye. And she just thought, oh, Lord, it's so good. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessing that you gave this child to us, to our home. Oh, what joy it has brought. And then the thief comes in to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Let me tell you what, if he was prevalent in that day, he's still prevalent today. But I have to look at the other side of the coin because every coin has two sides. I have to look at the rest of the story. Sure, the scripture says the thief cometh to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But He has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, brother, let me tell you what. I'm glad there's a God who steps in on the scene. I'm glad there's a God who makes the way through the cross. I'm glad there's a God today that said, if you will reach out by faith, you shall receive the blessing that I've got for you. Why are you living defeated and discouraged and down and out in the place today that you're absolutely shattered and your life is broken? You can't sleep. You can't eat. You worry yourself to death. And all of a sudden, God is saying, wake up! I'm here for you. I want to deliver you. I want to help you. I want to shoulder your burdens. I want you to experience the promises that I've given you in my word. Amen. Thank God I got a little praiser right there. Amen. So as the son was in the field with his father, he came down with a headache. Some of you are saying, preacher, you're so loud this morning, you're giving me a headache. Good. Maybe I'll shake you up a little bit. He was taken to his mother. And things worsened. Nothing is working. The son is about to breathe his last breath. And then at noon, the child died. I'm going to tell you something. It's one thing to lose a mother or a father. But it's something totally different to lose a child. The mother had done everything possible that she could have done. And you know, there's some of you today in the sanctuary, you've suffered setbacks and you've suffered losses and discouragements in life. And it may not have been a physical loss, but maybe you've lost your marriage, your home, your children, your health, your joy. Understand that when it comes to the promises of God, there's an enemy today of your soul that seeks destruction for your life. And if he can get you to the place of teetering round on the edge of doubt, he will do it. See, he knows what it takes to pull you down. He knows more about you than you probably know about yourself. But when it comes to the promises of God, I'm glad there's an enemy today that may be there to destroy you, but I'm glad there's a God there to deliver you. Amen. So when you see today God perform the promises that are contained in His Word today, then He desires to take these things from you. But I'm glad what God's giving you today, thank the Lord, they belong to you and not the devil. Amen. What do you do when the enemy takes your promise today? Get defeated, get discouraged, lay out on God, quit, throw in the towel? Your intellect can't solve it today. Your physical strength can't solve it today. But I'll tell you something, the Shunammite woman had a decision to make. And the woman picked up the dead son and took him to the room, the prophet's chamber, where the promise came from. Are you hearing me? She put the child back on the bed where the prophet had laid and given them the promise. Amen. And she knew who God was. And she knew what her God could do. And she said, what? It is well, amen. But he's dead. It is well, amen. Because God is in control. She laid her son on the bed of the man of God in the prophet's chamber. Then she recognized that she was engaged in a spiritual battle. She didn't quit like we do many times. The devil comes at us and we cower and run and hide underneath the table and get underneath the covers and pull the sheets over our head. And we're trembling and shaking like a leaf on a tree. The Word of God says to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. God didn't raise you up to be a coward. God raised you up to make you a champion. Hallelujah. And your championship comes today, not through your flesh, but through the power of Almighty God. Because you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Amen. That means today you can say, devil, get it back right now. Devil, bring it back right now. Devil, you're defeated in Jesus' name. It doesn't belong to you. You have no right to my joy. You have no right to my home. You have no right to my happiness. You have no right to anything that God's given me. Amen. It's time we grab and take back what God's already given us today and spit in the devil's eye. Amen. Praise God. Let me finish. So what she did, she knew that the source of what she had came from on high, from God. So she would saddle a donkey and she went to the man of God. She sought the Word of God to be spoken over her problem. What do you speak over your problem? I don't know what I'm going to do. You lay there and you cry all night, moisten your pillow, walk the floor, worry about everything. You look like you've been shot out of a cannon sideways. You walk around and your shoulders are humped over. You're defeated. I mean, this seems like what happened to you.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.